everybody, and welcome to Girl Talk, presented by Julie Land. Nikki Next here, and I am here with the beautiful Serena Blair.
Hello.
And Dick Avery.
Hello.
Hello. So today, we are going to have a little advice show about porn. So, I'm going to ask these two guys, what's one bit of advice that you would give to those girls that are thinking about getting into porn?
Don't do it.
And that's the list.
And show is
and that
over.
Concludes the show.
My advice is to go to pornstylifecoach.com and read and learn.
Yes.
From the experts and the people who know. Listen to the podcast.
Start from the beginning of the blogs and read all of them.
And then go off and have fun.
Mm-hmm. And then shoot your first scene.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the most important thing is what you just said. You have to do your research.
You have to get yourself
educated. Educated, guess it.
Where did you do your research before you started?
Kink.com.
Did you just look at them? And
pretty much, okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'm a really bad example. Don't do what I did. I'm a bad example because I just kind of jumped into it because I was...
You were dumb. You were young.
Oh, I was young. I was dumb.
She was starry-eyed.
Exactly. She was naive.
No, I had a horse to support, okay? Actually, there are a lot of other girls in porn who had the same thing. Like, most of the girls I know either have kids or horses that they need to take care of.
Bills don't pay themselves.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Girl gets new shoes every 5 to 6 weeks. 4 of them. Gotta pay for that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of stumbled into it too, so don't do what both of us did.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best advice. Don't do what we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're sure about it, but do your research.
No. Because
I know most people are just like, oh, I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah.
And then they go head first.
You don't realize the ramifications.
So give
of
us,
that.
Give me some three tips, Serena, that you would tell girls. You meet new girls on sets all the time. Give us three basic tips.
The first thing
and yes,
is
clean vagina is important.
Clean vagina is
numero
important.
Uno.
Yeah. First thing is know what you're getting into. Do not show up to set not knowing who you're working with, what's going to happen to you. Don't be a fucking dumbass. Just don't. Learn what the director, who's the director, watch some of their films, go see what kind of things they do. Learn what, if you're doing fetish, what the fetish is all about. Make sure you know, or you know the partner you're working with. If you're working with a partner,
yeah.
It's funny you say it because that was a sidebar story. Is that like about 5-6 years ago, I was doing a shoot for Julie Land, and I had a girl hired a girl to the agency, and she came to the shoot, and she shows up, and I just said, because I told the agent, of course, what was going on. He knew what was going on, but I said, "Do you know what you're here for?" She's like, "I have no idea. I was just told to be here at noontime, and I'm ready to go." I said, "You have no idea." And she goes like, "No." I go, "Sweetheart, you better ask next time. Always ask what you're doing and where you're going and who you're working with." And she's like, "Oh, I never thought about that." And I said, "Well, you should." And
I think about it now.
Because if you walked in here and there were some farm animals in here, you know, it'd be like crazy. And she's like, "Oh, I never thought about that." So I tell girls that all the time. Like, if somebody says you're going to go work with somebody, do your homework and go look and find out who this person is.
And make sure once you find out that stuff, make sure that's what you want to do.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Do not do anything that you don't want to do. Trust me.
So, I mean, the rule of thumb is don't do anything on camera you wouldn't do in your personal life.
Yeah.
It's not always followed,
but
it's there.
Because it'll come back and bite you in the ass. Because if you don't,
literally.
Somebody might bite
because
you in
butts.
The ass.
Hey, you might like to be bit in the ass, so that's okay.
Spanking, no biting.
Yeah. So what else would you, other advice would you give?
Be clean. Take showers. Take a shower before you come to set.
What a revelation, right?
Right. Just wash your hair.
But you,
your nails done.
Here's the thing. We laugh about how obvious that is, but I guarantee all three of us have been on sets or worked with talent.
Oh, absolutely.
That had no clue that they should shower or that they should have their nails done or that they should be clean.
What?
And
mouthwash?
I won't name names, but I know girls that showed up and I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Listerine is amazing. The last shoot I did, the guy goes, "Oh my God, your nails are done."
Oh,
I swear to God. He looks straight at me and I go, "Yeah, I had them done yesterday. I got a manicure and a pedicure." And he was amazed.
So this is another thing porn girls should do is when they know they have a shoot coming up, especially a really big publicized shoot, a few days before, contact the director, say, what do you want me to wear?
Right. Yeah.
What color nails do you want me to have?
Right.
When I was a newbie and I showed up with my black nails on Twisty's set, they weren't very happy with me. Uh-oh. You know, I learned my lesson after that.
At least ask, and if they say they don't care, then it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they say red, yeah, then do it red.
Yeah. Yeah. Always. And, you know, even if they don't give a fuck, they will appreciate you asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
But and they'll be amazed when you show up with all
but don't you think a lot of
together.
Times new girls, I'm not going to just say young, let's say new girls, I think get intimidated and just kind of don't have the strength of the power or the knowledge or the experience to say no to certain things, what they should say no. And they usually find
Probably.
Out later, 6 months in or a year in, they're like, man, I should have said no to this. Now that I know I shouldn't do anal the first time out, right? Now,
yeah.
You know, like I remember a girl that we met early on in her career. She was 2 weeks into her career and already did like anal and
everything.
We
yeah.
we were like, you should
have waited. Did she do interracial? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But it's like, I just tell girls, that's why I say to girls all the time, as Porn Star Life Coach, that's why I created it, was mm-hmm. for people to read.
To read,
and
yeah.
learn. And before you, because every girl said to me before that was like, where do you go and learn? And I was like,
nowhere.
Oh, there isn't Mm-mm. really a place.
I mean, the best probably thing other than that would be to meet someone, find someone,
right. but,
know someone.
But would you ask the agent that was signing you? No, because they want to just pimp you
like,
out.
Oh, girl, you got it. You got to do anal.
Everybody
it'll make
does
you a star.
Yeah, everybody does it.
Agents are the worst.
You can't trust them because they're just trying to make money. They're doing their job.
But yeah. I think it goes back to you have to be a strong person. And I know some people are stronger than others, and so you get pushed into something. And then the agent's like, no, you got to do this. It's going to make you, you're going to get really famous. You're going to get a bunch of followers, but only if you do anal.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And so then they get scared.
And the girls who learn how to say no are the best. Like they're the most empowered. They're going to have the best scenes because they have that confidence and that security within themselves.
Yeah. And you'll get work.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to be dead. Like if you stick to your guns and you're like, I want to do this.
I only do girl.
It'll have a career out
of that.
But I always say to everybody, it's like you just here's what I do, here's what I don't do, and what I and I'm polite in all of it. If I yes, thank you for doing this. No, thank you for not doing this. And it's like I always just tell people, just be nice, and you'll be fine.
And you are allowed to change your mind.
Right. Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And you know how many times I met girls early in their careers? Like I would never do this, I would never do that. And I would
mm-hmm.
never and you're like, okay, cool. And then like I see them like 2-3 years later and they're doing everything and beyond. And I'm like, I thought you said you'd
Wait
never
a
do
second.
That. Well, I don't know. I kinda liked it. And you know, and then, like, hey, cool. Well, there you go.
Don't knock it until you tried it.
Right. But I just believe that though. The number one word I always use is just do your homework on everything.
Absolutely.
Like, just do your homework.
Yeah.
And ask around. And if you don't know somebody, keep asking until you find somebody who can give you a legit straight answer.
Mm-hmm. And don't show up blind, completely blind
yeah.
of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about, how did you learn about webcamming? What advice would you have for webcamming girls?
Because
that's your thing and you're good at it.
When I first started, I was at Kink Live, which was at the Armory. So it was a little bit different experience than most home webcam
right.
girls have.
It's a great way to learn though, right? Because,
yeah.
Because you had this place that's already done up.
Yeah,
and
I already had a great resource, you know, right there as I was working and learning. Again, don't do what I did, which was basically learn how to do what I was doing from my audience. Definitely come up with your, if you're going to do a persona, come up with your persona and stick with it and make sure you really know that character well. If you're going to play yourself, which is what I kind of usually do, because it's less complicated for me, then just be yourself. Like,
And stick to it.
And stick to it, because the thing you have to realize is there are like 100,000 other girls webcamming at the exact same time as you. You're never going to win them all, but you can stand out a little bit to the guys who are watching. And the only way that you were going to keep them coming back is if you give them a reason to, other than sex, right. Because sex is all over the place.
I think it's, right. I always say it's entertainment. Mm-hmm. Like I always say, I get mad when I watch a girl who's just staring at her phone, waiting for people to ask her questions. And
that's why I have a cooking show.
Yeah, no, exactly. But you know how those people, so like those girls are just like, some girls you could just say like,
you see a lot of
you could
that.
Just tell, yeah, you see a lot of it, and more now than ever, just mm-hmm. like girls thinking, well, I'll just get on and I'll make money by just sitting here doing my regular everyday shit. Yeah.
You can't just
and,
be a pretty
and I get
face.
That, and you might make a couple bucks, but the yeah. girls that are rolling it in it that make the real money are the girls that are, do I always say, that entertain, because mm-hmm. it's entertainment mm-hmm. at the end yeah. of the day. It's entertainment, so entertain me.
It's also a business, too.
Yeah.
Very much a business.
But the guys that keep coming back, the loyal fans, the loyal followers, aren't they the guys who look forward to, oh, I get to see her another cooking show, this, that, and everything else. They yeah. get to be entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cooking show is something specific and cool that they could watch again and again. And
yeah,
again.
And it's something that they relate to from week to week.
Right.
Again, it's something they look forward to. And also, I've noticed that webcamming creates a very safe space for people. Not only are they more or less anonymous on the internet, but they're talking to people who, webcam girls, who, you know, aren't going to judge you. Like, a webcam girl is literally the last person who will judge you for whatever you're saying. Maybe she will, actually, but yeah. she won't show you.
Only if you're a dick.
Exactly.
I don't fucking care. I mean, I've heard the weirdest shit online, and I'm just like, that's cool.
Okay.
You know, that's your thing. How can I, you know, turn that into a show for you? How can I make that something I can entertain you with and make you feel fine about liking feet or about liking buttholes or something? And most of the time it's just guys that are like, I feel really weird for liking this, and it's you yeah, shouldn't like, have
no,
to feel
you
weird.
Shouldn't. You should like what you like.
It's the human curiosity kind of
yeah
thing. And sometimes everybody has to go through all those phases of just curiosity, then ooh, what's that, ooh, and then oh, I got that, now what's this
mm-hmm. like a know. Kid in a candy store.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I do think webcamming has blown up recently, like more. Huge. It's getting more and more. It's gonna be bigger in the next couple of years too.
The funny thing I've seen recently is the porn stars, like the big porn stars who will like get a My Free Cams account.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm a cam girl now.
Right. I see that.
It's
now.
Like it's a like, trend it's like to be a cam girl. And well, I'm like,
it's a weird route to go, but that's I see it a lot.
My question to a lot of times, I get annoyed with where cam girls, some cam, I'm not going to generalize here, but some cam girls have the attitude that they do webcam, whether it's solo, whatever they do, that oh. they don't think they're a porn star.
Yes.
Right. Like, yeah. oh, God.
It's
I don't
not
do porn.
Porn.
I'm not a whore.
It's, yeah, but it's not porn.
I do
porn.
Webcamming. Yeah.
Webcamming's not porn. And
like,
you're like,
I'm a lady.
Yeah, but it's
I
the
would
same.
Never.
It's the same attitude.
I would never do that.
It's the same attitude that 20 years ago a stripper was like, oh, I don't do porn. I'm a stripper. Like,
yeah.
You're in the sex industry. Okay, let's narrow down. It's the sex industry, mm-hmm. sex business.
You are a sex worker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No matter whatever you want to think or you want to explain it to your mom.
No, I'm a stripper.
Yeah.
I dance and take my clothes off.
Yeah. Is there any advice you girls would give to the new girl who, like, especially in this day and age, that is talking to agents and stuff like that? Would you tell them they?
I would
should
say
they sign with the first. Well, let me finish.
Okay.
Should they sign with the first agent that they talk to? Would you? What would you recommend them to do?
Don't do that. Don't talk to one person and then just go with it. Talk to like at least three. I would say three, like three agent or a manager or whoever, because you don't have to say yes. You can go. You can talk to them
and ask to talk to their clients, because a lot of the girls will tell you very different things than the agents are telling you.
That's true.
About
it's like
whether
Yelp.
Or not they're actually doing their jobs.
It's like the Yelp of porn.
Yeah. We should make the Yelp of porn,
dude.
We
should.
Honest reviews.
Yes. Yelp for webcam girls.
Anonymous reviews. Yes.
Is there? I wonder if there is a Yelp for webcam girls.
There is actually.
Yeah.
It's a.
I'm sure there's a website for.
I can't remember what it's called, but there's a forum.
Yeah.
Where you can rate webcam girls, and most cam sites have some sort of rating system too.
Yeah.
Because then you get an honest answer from people. They're like, oh, I liked her. She wasn't my favorite.
Yeah. Or like things like. She takes a lot of time to get ready during private when, you know, things like I usually try to say, tell me what toys you want when we get into private so I can have them ready before it starts charging you per minute, you know, things
right.
like that. Because other girls would kind of try to scam you that way and be like, oh, I'm looking for it. I'm still looking. I still can't find my Hitachi. Oh, no.
Clock's going.
Yeah. I'm making so much money right now.
Yeah. Better hurry up.
Still not naked.
I remember watching a girl on private one time, and I literally, you know, was like, going to private. And I was like, I want to see what this is like. And I literally, I want to say, I didn't even think I went 5 minutes. Maybe three and a half, 4 minutes I was in it, watching, just going, this is really stupid, and I can't believe people pay for this shit. And she was just sitting there. It was like she put her phone down and then just started flashing her, like, her pussy at the camera. And I was like, I mean, look, I'm not a normal guy. I see pussy all the time, so it's different for me. But I was just like,
was she rubbing it?
Yeah, and playing, but I was just like, I just was like entertained. I don't know. I maybe wanted a song and dance or some sort of route, a magic trick or something. I went,
da, da, da. Like, did she pull a rabbit out of her pussy?
There's a secret about cam girls. There's this mentality that I have observed, and that is, it's this idea of them trying to see how much they can get away with not doing.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Well, that's what totally. But it's funny. It's different because I only look at my free cams, and it's different with them because they're showing all, you know, the way that system works compared to the other systems. Mm-hmm. The my free cam systems, you can, girls do some crazy shit before without even doing privates and do crazy. So
yeah, they're public.
They're giving away like all sorts of shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a guy who's looking to, for entertainment, in a sense, you can, there's a 10,000 girls you could look to and find the one that's free and you don't have to pay. That's why
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of girls who are just on there because they're exhibitionists and they don't even care about the money. They just want to dance around.
don't give the goods away.
Yeah, totally.
And they're ruining it for us all.
Bastards.
Another piece of advice I would say is show up with a suitcase kind of put together.
Oh, yeah.
otherwise, they jam like as much as they can in one suitcase if it's small or big. And then they open it and it goes boing.
And then all of a sudden there's clothes and shoes everywhere.
Wait, I have red panties here somewhere. Just give me a second.
Oh, I hate that shit.
It's like, and then they scramble through everything and they're like, oh my God. And then it's a mess.
I hate that shit. Hate it.
Always.
And it's like, and some is dirty and it's like, oh, I can't stand it.
I cannot stand that
shit. I can't stand the ones that like throw, you know, like you said, dirty stuff. Like this was from like two scenes ago and it never left the suitcase.
But this
is
my porn suitcase, so I'm just going to leave it in.
So I'm just going to let it be gross.
Yeah.
You have no any time to have girls come over here and do that. Like open the suitcase and I just see what they have and I just go, okay.
Oh boy.
So you know what I think we'll do? I think this first outfit, no, nothing. I like pure nude. We'll do artsy.
Just do like an implied thing. It would be really fun.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, okay. And then I go, okay, those
it's
shoes.
It's called a laundry bag.
We'll wear those shoes. Exactly. Then we'll just do shoes, you know. Trust me.
I mean, I put everything back in my suitcase because I travel back home, but I put it in a baggie so it's like separate from the clean stuff because I was sweating and coming all over it. Exactly. It's disgusting.
It's like, that's what a laundry bag's for. Like,
clean
go to the
shit.
Fluff and fold, baby. Fluff and fold.
Or like what I do is because I shoot once in a while, I buy one or two lingerie sets, like one every time I shoot. So there's something new. And then there's stuff that I have.
I just think that you just got to be a professional and do make sure that you are, again, clean, but like be organized and come to do the job. And
be professional.
Yeah. Just because you call yourself a dirty whore on camera doesn't actually mean you have to be a dirty whore.
And you can be a whore, but not a dirty one.
Just don't be dirty, okay? That's the bottom line here. It's gross.
Being a whore,
we don't
want to
have sex
fine,
with you.
Yeah,
exactly. Keep it clean.
And don't throw a fit either.
No bitch tantrums.
No drama.
No bitchy bitches.
Yeah, that's some good advice. No drama, please.
God. Leave it at home. It's porn.
Yeah.
Save the drama for
calm
later.
Calm the fuck down.
Exactly. What else? Any other advice? Are we forgetting anything?
Do not show up completely drunk or stoned out of your mind.
Oh,
just
yeah. And show
bit.
Up 15 minutes early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
not
you have to set
late.
Up your shit.
Yeah.
Like,
just be on time.
Yeah.
And show up. I remember when I started shooting.
Yeah, and show up.
And actually show up.
Because
I've
if
had
you're there.
Twice I've had guys just not show up. Boom. Oh, he does this all the time. And I go, really?
Yeah. That's. Why
and
is this shit acceptable?
And
that's
he gets
a whole
rehired?
Other podcast right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, he gets drunk, he parties, and I go, oh no
it's
problem.
It's normal.
It's fine.
Sorry to inconvenience you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly.
Sorry you had to work the next day.
It's so stupid. Ugh. Yeah, it's not an easy business.
No.
It has its moments that are great and fun and stuff like that, but
oh, yeah.
But it's not easy.
You got to weed through all the...
Crap.
All the crap.
And that's why you got to do your homework.
Exactly.
Because there's there's ups and downs.
So go to Porn Star Life Coach.
For sure.
It's a good place.
Yeah.
So if you're interested about doing porn, just look into it. Be smart. Just don't do anything without knowing what you're getting into, because it's a crazy world to get into. So just do your research and be good. We are going to wrap it up for today, but it was great having you guys in. Serena, where can we find all your fun stuff on the web?
You can follow me on Twitter or on Instagram at SexySerenaB, and you can check out my official blog, SerenaBlair.com. There's also vagina there, so...
Yes.
You know, vagina.
Lots of pussy. you can find me at iHeartNikki.com. And check out my dance and art blog I started on Fridays next time. And Twitter and Instagram, it's Nikki Next.
Yay.
Woo! Dick, can we find you anywhere when you're not watching porn?
No, that's all I do. 24/7. All
right. He's in the corner.
He's in the corner. We'll see you guys later. Go watch some porn.
Bye.